This podcast is brought to you by St. Joseph's Episcopal Church in Boynton Beach, Florida, in the United States of America. You can find us at stjoesweb.org. Come visit us when you are in town.
Let us pray. Gracious God, as we celebrate this day, the triumphal entry of your Son into Jerusalem, may we celebrate every day the same way as we open a place for his triumphal entry into each of our hearts. We pray in the name of Jesus our King. Amen. Happy Palm Sunday. There was some scripture that they all knew. It came from Zechariah chapter 9. They had looked forward to it with great anticipation. Rejoice greatly, O daughter Zion. Shout aloud, O daughter Jerusalem. Lo, your king comes to you. Triumphant and victorious is he, humble and riding on a donkey, on a colt, the foal of a donkey. They had waited for a long time. And with this rabbi, whose fame had continued to increase, who had taught, who had healed, who had performed miracles, and most recently had even raised someone from the dead, they thought that maybe he was the one. And when he came into Jerusalem and fulfilled that very scripture that is foretold in so many other places in their scriptures, they had hope, they had excitement, they shouted, Hosanna. In the 40 days in the Word this week, the idea was, to paraphrase the scriptures in your own words, we just shouted, Hosanna. Well, in 21st century language, we'd have shouted, hip, hip, hooray! Yippee! Or as the donkey did, yay! The word itself, Hosanna, literally translated means save now. Save now. And they had this hope, this expectation that this is what Jesus was going to do. That he was going to rescue them, to save them from this Roman oppression. And you know, they had the right idea that he wanted to save now, but Jesus' type of saving was not the same type that they had in mind. Totally different. It's as almost as if Jesus played a cruel trick on them. It's April Fool's Day. I can't think of a more appropriate day to celebrate Palm Sunday than that. They would have expected Jesus then to arrange for the revolution, to get rid of the Romans, and they would be restored to power. But he had a different idea. And when we think about this story, we're tempted to say, Jesus, why are you doing this to us? It's the most cruel trick you could ever play on somebody. You know, it's like you're in a relationship and you like this person and you're dating and you get serious and it looks like this might be the one, and then he says, there's something I really want to talk to you about and let's go to the special place to do it. And you're just, heart is pumping, waiting for him to get down on his knees and to say those words. And he sits down at the table and says, I think we need to start seeing other people. And your heart just falls through your stomach. With a day like today, this is what they would have expected to happen. And after all, Jesus had planned for this day. You look at the accounts of the story and the other gospel writers as well. He had this thing planned. The donkey was arranged for. This was no happen chance event. We know what's going to happen 5 days later. And so did he when it happened. So why, Jesus, did you play this trick on us? Why did you do this to us? Well, you think about this a little bit. It's almost as if Jesus wanted us to know 2,000 plus years later, he was doing this with a purpose. We have a saying in our language, you all know it, stubborn as a, we were lucky today, he wasn't. There's a big difference between being stubborn and being focused. I would venture to say that at least one of the reasons why Jesus does this is because 2,000 years plus later, we reflect back on this and we understand about Jesus' focus. How easy it would have been for him to take the easy way out, just like Satan had tempted him at the beginning of this whole ministry. How easy it would have been for him to take those adoring crowds and just say, this is great, I'm going to live my life loved by everybody and live out the rest of my earthly days as an earthly king. And maybe he could have done that. But he freely chose to go through this exercise knowing that these same people would be shouting 5 days later, crucify him. That's focus. This incredible focus that he has is a focus we need to remember to appreciate what Jesus is and Jesus does as we go through this week we call holy. Remember this day on Tuesday night when we celebrate washing of the feet, where this Jesus doesn't have his disciples, his students, wash his feet, but he gets down and he washes their feet. Remember this focus of this Palm Sunday on Thursday when we remember the Seder and the Last Supper, where on the last night of his earthly life, the last night of his earthly life, what does he do? He plans an elaborate Passover feast for all of his closest friends. Remember this Palm Sunday focus when we get to Friday, when we have recalled that Judas, his friend, betrays him. Remember this Palm Sunday focus when all of the disciples that he has dedicated 3 years teaching and mentoring desert him, and his closest friend, Peter, says, I don't even know who this guy is. Remember this focus when they torture him. Remember this Palm Sunday when they kill him and he hangs on a cross and he says, Father, forgive them. They don't know what they're doing. This is about focus. This is about the suffering servant showing to us in a way that is just incredible how focused he was on doing the right things for the right reasons. There's a big difference between being stubborn and being focused. You might be familiar with a story. It's a poem written by G.K. Chesterton, famous Christian writer. And he has written a short poem that reflects upon the experience of the donkey that day. It's called A Special Moment. It goes like this. When fishes flew and forests walked and figs grew upon thorn, some moment when the moon was blood, then surely I was born. With a monstrous head and sickening cry and ears like errant wings, the devil's walking parody on all four-footed things. The tattered outlaw of the earth of ancient crooked will, starve, scourge, deride me, I am dumb, but I keep my secret still. Fools, for I also had my hour, one far fierce hour and sweet. There was a shout about my ears and palms before my feet. He makes the point that this stubborn mule became something that even Jesus could use to achieve the fulfillment of the focus on his mission. No matter how you feel about yourself, no matter how stubborn you are, no matter how difficult life might be right now, we are given an example today of a focus to follow. And we, like that stubborn mule, can be used by him to the greater glory of the kingdom. So this week, remember the focus, follow him, and follow him not only today into Jerusalem, but to his passion, to his suffering, to his death, and to his resurrection. Amen.